You ever sit and just be like, oh my gosh, like, I love myself so much, like, genuinely? If you don't, I definitely recommend it. Like, truly take some time out to write down, acknowledge, embrace the things that are so freaking cool about you. Even if it took some time for you to like these things about you, like, for example, me, I've always been a nerd. Like, I geek out on the things that I'm interested in, and that is so cool to me. Especially because I love to see other people speak about how passionate they are about what they're interested in. You know, I love to dance no matter where we at. I might just start dancing and singing. It's beautiful. It's a celebration of life wherever I go. You know, like, please, like, even if you're like an overthinker, like, oh, my mind is so creative and it thinks of all these possibilities. Like, wow. You know, like, I love this about me. It's so unique. It's so nuanced. It's so me. Like, please, please take some time out for that. I was just sitting here thinking about how every single time I feel pain, even if it takes some time, I turn it into fuel. I turn it into power. I turn it into something else. I learn from it. I immerse myself in it. And then I transform into a greater version of myself. And that is so freaking cool. You know, like, I really don't think anybody can ever sit there and laugh at me about being emotional and feeling my feelings and being down at times, because see me a few months later, I'm better. I'm better than I was before. I'm more connected to myself than I was before. Like, oh my gosh, that is so awesome. So if you haven't done it lately, like, really sit with yourself and notice all of the cool things about you. You deserve that. And you don't have to wait for nobody else to sit there and appreciate all that you are. You are greatness in the flesh. Experience it, like, for real, you know? Something else I was thinking about is, like, you know, I found myself recently through experiences saying, I'm just so exhausted. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this. But I had to be honest with myself and think, like, girl, you're so tired of it. Okay, how is this cycle perpetuating? What's contributing to it? And, you know, I've talked a lot about confidence and needing to love myself and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's so much deeper than that, because it's actually like, a lot of us, we have confidence. We think we're great. It's just the minute that somebody says that we aren't, we feel like we have to prove to them that we are, or we feel like their opinion matters more than ours. And you know what that is? That's the lack of self-respect. There was a video circulating on Instagram, and I couldn't agree more. I think her name is The Cindy Noir, maybe. Please double check that for me. I will put a link to the video in my show notes if I can find it. But it was talking about how, you know, you could be sick and tired. You can be exhausted. You could be ready for something to end. But because you're comfortable, I mean, this is what you're used to, you know? So yeah, it sucks, but it's where you're comfortable. Changing, doing something new, ending a cycle, starting a different one, a better one, a healthier one. Oh, that requires something different. It requires self-respect, because you have to get offended about the things that aren't going well. You have to get offended about, you know, people thinking they could play with you. You allowing them to play with you. Get offended about how you contribute to your own suffering. Like, yo, I know I deserve better. So you know what you got to do? Start requiring better. Yes, from those around you, but also from you. Your self-respect has to be stronger than the anxious attachment. Your self-respect has to be stronger than your desire to be loved, because unfortunately, you know, People play. And we can't control that. We will never be able to control other people. But what you can do is contribute to your own happiness every single day. Contribute to your own true joy, self-respect, self-confidence every single day. Get offended about how shit been going on and make a change. Because it's not up to them. It's up to you. Like I said at the end of my last episode, like, if you say you want a certain type of life, you got to start saying no to the things that take you away from that. If you say you want a certain feeling or outcome, you got to stop giving your energy to the things that literally bring the opposite. Oh my gosh, like, it's really clicking for me, and I wish I could just share screenshots of my brain for y'all. I'm telling you, but the biggest thing that I want to say here is that this is your time. If you allow it to be, if you choose that it is, like, yes, transform. Yes, upgrade. And upgrading doesn't mean you become someone you're not. It means that you embrace all that you've always been and you say no to the people, places, and things that make you feel like you are a problem. Because it's one thing to, okay, take accountability. You notice something that you need to work on. We always will have things to work on. We're human and that's it. That's us, right? But it's a difference between that and just trying to be enough for everybody that comes across your path. No way. No way, bruh. You've been enough. You hear me? You've been enough. And you didn't stop being enough when this person left, when you lost that job, when you lost this amount of money. You didn't stop being valuable ever. You feel me? So when I say upgrade, I mean know that you are that one regardless of what's going on outside of you. You are that person. You are that one regardless of the trauma that you have endured. You are not the trauma itself. You are not the abuse itself. You are amazing. And you deserve to embrace that. You feel me? You deserve to sit in that, to walk in that, to operate in that every day. Sorry for your loss to the people who played with you. You feel me? Sorry for your loss. All the begging that you used to do is done. All the surrendering your self-respect is done. They're gone. It's over. Because it ain't never worth it. Like, really think about it. Anytime that you have surrendered your self-respect, what did you get? More disrespect. Get out of here with that. Like, let's go. You feel me? So I want to wrap this up just by emphasizing, like, get offended about some shit. You know? Damn, this ain't working for me. I gotta go. Ain't no, ooh, well, let me see how I can, you know, finesse it and make it work. If it's not for you, it's not for you. And that's okay. That's okay. Back to the point that I first brought up at the beginning of this. Sit with yourself and really notice how great you are. Because then it will become much easier to say no to the things that don't help you continue to feel like that. It'll be easier to say no to the things that don't bring you closer to God, closer to yourself, closer to real, pure, divine love that you're supposed to experience here. You deserve it. Evolution is hard, but at the same time, like, it's happening regardless. You know, it's happening here naturally. You have to lean into it though to get what you're looking for. We was taught a little wrong. When things don't go our way, everybody think they supposed to change up and beg. Ooh, no. There are things that you absolutely won't even have to condesc or to beg for. Like, not even, it won't even have to be a thought. Raise the standards for your whole life. and let's watch. We're gonna do it together. I'm here with you. I'm so serious. No, these people can't come back. No, you're not about to go into that toxic job. Yes, you about to quit. Yes, you about to change your whole... Yes, yes, yes. Let's go. Okay? I love you. And I'm proud of you already. I hope you're proud of you. Thank you for being here, listening, receiving this. Thank you for taking what you need and applying it. So many people want to change, but don't. Because it's hard. Because... it requires discomfort and unlearning. I want you to know you're equipped, though. You're equipped, though. You feel me? No more disrespect. Get out of here with that. Mm-mm. No more settling. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This goes for all circumstances that are applicable. This goes for all gender identities. At the end of the day, you deserve to respect yourself and to see what becomes of your life when you do. You know what disrespect feels like. You know what disregarding yourself feels like. You know what neglecting you and begging for shit feels like. It's a wrap. The era is done. You heard? So, yeah. I'm so excited for us. Let's get it. Spend some more intimate time with yourself. That is the task I'm going to leave you with. Take a few deep breaths. Get grounded. You are stronger than you know. Show yourself. If you got to add a little something to your every, you know, to your morning routine, if you got to start affirming yourself in a mirror every day, let's go. Let's go. I say it until you believe it. Look at real examples in your life of when you stood up for yourself, you respected yourself. What outcome did you get? You feel me? When you did choose to walk away from things that didn't serve you, how did that feel? You said yes to you. Oh my goodness. Yes. I'm so excited. I want to know how the journey is going. Please at me at Ty the Wordsmith at the Nude Pod. Let me know a little something. Okay. I'm so proud of you, and I know that this journey, just being an adult, just living life, is challenging for multiple reasons, but I want you to remember that you are powerful, and your perspective is everything. Your self-respect is everything. All right? Keep those things in mind. Holla at me if this really spoke to you. I just had to drop these gems as I was thinking about it. I'm so excited for us. Please stay lifted. Stay in love. There's so much goodness here for you, especially as you walk into this new era. If you claim a new era, I want you to at me right now at Ty the Wordsmith at the Nude Pod. I am walking into a new era. Thank you. Thank you in advance for the love, for sharing with me. I'm so excited. Oh, I can barely contain it because I can just see. The upgrades that are entering our lives as we respect ourselves more, as we choose ourselves more, as we love ourselves truly all the way down, okay? Like, I'm so excited. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. I wish you have a beautiful day. Please, like, take good care of yourself. You so deserve it. And let's get excited. Let's get excited about what... we are welcoming, about what we are leaving. Oh my gosh, get excited. Okay. Much love, love bugs. I will see you around. I will be back here very soon because I just love this space. This is so great. This is so great. And the downloads are coming through like every single day. So I'm gonna have more to say. So yeah, stay lifted, stay in love, head up, heart open. You know the vibes around here, okay? Take good care of yourself. Talk to me if you felt something. And check the show notes for links and resources. And I will see you again soon, all right? Peace. Okay, I know I already said bye like 3 times, but I have 3 more points that I have to make. And one is that I did not find the video for Cindy Noir, so I'm sorry. But I will still drop her account and handle down in the show notes just in case you want to kind of explore her other content. She's great. Two, therapy is for everyone, okay? I just want to emphasize that you don't have to wait until everything feels like it's crashing down. You can start wherever you are, okay? And it is a very useful and helpful tool, okay? The last thing I want to say is for anybody who is having trouble turning their pain into power, you know, pain that may have been caused by someone else, I want you to know that, like, you're not, how can I put this? You didn't get got unless you claim that you got, okay? Like, to be for real, anybody who has to resort to abuse, manipulation, deception is lacking within themselves in a certain way. So be clear as you work through this. Like, they didn't get one over on you. It's not, they're not a better than you, you know, and you don't have to, like, make yourself, you know, this grandiose type of position and say that you're better than them, but y'all different and y'all values don't align. And it's cool. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. All right. All right. That's it, for real. Tell me what you think about it. Drop a review. I really appreciate hearing from you, and I'll see you again soon. Peace.